If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 30th day of March, 2011. Happy birthday to Nora Jones, who is 32. Tracy Chapman is 47. MC Hammer is 49. Celine Dion celebrates her 43rd birthday. And Eric Clapton is 66 today. I was thinking about this morning. I am so inadequate in communicating to you about what it was like growing up in the 60s and hearing a lot of music that you love. And by the way, it really thrills me that you like it. You know, when I was old, well, thankfully I grew up in a music household. And so I heard everything. I heard classical, I heard big band, I heard folk music, and I heard rock and roll. So I like it all. But really, the soundtrack of my life is rock and roll. And the fact that a lot of young YouTubers now and a lot of people that are not of my age, which is about everybody, likes the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. And it's just amazing. You know, it just goes to show how right we were with rock and roll. But for it to be the actual soundtrack of your life and to have heard it for the first time, when I hear these songs, I have a memory that comes to mind, a specific memory, like where I was when I first heard it for the first time. Now, I know everybody can say that, but when I heard it, it really was being heard for the first time. I can tell you who and where I was when I first heard Hendrix. It was my friend Bill Clark. He bought the album, and he brought it over to my house, and he says, "You got to hear this." Hendrix back then wasn't getting a lot of mainstream airplay, but everybody knew about him. And, you know, when All Along the Watchtower was released as a single, see, that was the problem with Top 40 radio back then. Because the turnaround in audience was so fast, top 40 radio stations wouldn't play a song longer than 3.5 minutes. When Hey Jude came out, it broke all the rules. I mean, they even cut down Enigata de Vida to 3.5 minutes. Don't you know the drum soloist was thrilled about that? There was a weekly television show called The Ed Sullivan Show, and he had all the big groups. Beatles played Ed Sullivan first when they came to America, and so he had everybody there. Everybody watched it on Sunday night, and so much happened on that show. I mean, if you go to YouTube and just search Ed Sullivan, you'll find billions of videos of stars and artists. But back then, they tried to censor the Doors, and on the song "Light My Fire," they wanted to change the verse, you know, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher" to "Girl, we couldn't get much better." And Jim Morrison said, "Yeah, okay, I'll do it." Well, he gets on the air, and it's done live. And so when he sings it, he says the original verse, "You couldn't get much higher." And of course, Ed Sullivan was livid. They banned them from the show permanently. They never went back again. But, you know, Jim Morrison said, "I'm not going to sacrifice what I've done. This, you know, let me sing my stuff." Back in the 50s, they censored Elvis. You know, they thought his swiveling hips were too suggestive for television, and so they would just shoot him from the waist up. One of my regrets is I never got to see Elvis live. Colonel Tom Parker and the guy that ran the Macon Coliseum, Jack Lavery, were great friends. And so when Elvis would play Atlanta and was heading toward Jacksonville, or a lot of groups were that way, they would all stop at Macon. So we got some incredible groups just on their way through to another venue. 60s were an interesting time. You know, now with such great music, I also lived in a town where we had race riots. I was like, wait, what's going on? We would have curfews at night where you couldn't leave the house after 6 o'clock at night or go out until 6 in the morning. That time period sucked on a lot of different levels. I mean, there was the Vietnam War. Friends would go away and never come back. The youth really didn't have any voice, and music was the way that we could be heard. Very violent times. I was in the fourth grade when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Dion's, Abraham, Martin, and John. I had such great parents. I really say I won the parent lottery. They kept everything in perspective for me. And so because of the way they lived their lives and treated everyone equally and the same, it was difficult for me to understand what all the fuss was about. I got to start scripting these things. Nobody likes to hear just an old man rambling. Anyway, I wouldn't have changed my life, my childhood, for anything. We'll see you soon.